Have you ever joined a queue just because there's a queue?
No, quite the opposite. Makes
no, me... I've joined queues and then been like, let's just figure out what this queue is for. I do that.
Do you? Mm. Where?
Just wherever. So you join the queue and get the other person you're with to figure out what you're queuing for.
Oh, no, I chat to people. So I'd be like, here, what's this queue all about?
Hi, I'm Georgie Crawford and she is Miss Claire Solan.
That's me. Welcome to Soul Sisters. This is a podcast about laughter and life lessons.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry.
On occasion, we shed a tear.
Mm-hmm. This podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you this season by Malfi Gin, your ticket to the Amalfi Coast.
Malfi Gin comes in three tasty flavours: a burst of Italian blood orange with con arancia, a zesty lemon gin con limon, or a delicate grapefruit flavour with rosa. Experience la dolce vita with Malfi Gin.
Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more.
Well, 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 here we are in the presence of greatness. Ladies and gentlemen, can I present to you the winner of the Wellness Award, I think that's what it's called, at the Irish, the inaugural Irish Podcast Awards, it's Georgie Crawford.
Oh, thank you so much, Claire.
Oh.
Delighted. We were delighted.
We were only delighted to win.
I don't focus too much on stuff like that, though.
Oh, listen, now I'm going to have to pull you up on this because that's what everyone says. And I don't believe a word of it.
No, can I just read out something that Pippa O'Connor said?
Okay.
On the Good Glow podcast.
Which is a great episode and you should listen to it.
Don't let the good go to your head and don't let the bad get to your heart.
Oh my God, do you know what's weird? I was trying to remember that exact saying yesterday. I had friends staying with me for the weekend and I was like, hang on, the good in your heart is the bad in your head. No, hang on, hold on. So give it to me one more time.
So don't let the good go to your head and don't let the bad get to your heart.
Excellent. Excellent.
It's a great way to live. So I am back in reality today. I went for a walk with Piper this morning, doing my daily J, eating my vegetables, drinking my water, and trying to stay sane at the same time. You know the way I am an ambassador for Fitbit?
Yes.
So like jogging is my thing. You know, and I'm really comfortable just jogging around the place. So it's like, I really got out of my comfort zone by starting to exercise, challenging myself, you know, doing 5Ks, 10Ks. But I've been doing that now for 3 years. So I started to think like, what else could I do? And I started doing a little bit of kickboxing.
Go on, you did not.
Yeah. Now in my living room. So I started doing it with Jerry and Jay. Actually, I should have sent you a link for their, they were doing little workshops, Jay Quigley in the morning, like boxing workshops. So sometimes like it's very intense. So sometimes we'd be on the third round of boxing and I'd just be like jumping up and down because like, you know, just moving in any sort of way. But I find kickboxing like really fun. Have you ever done it?
No, never.
Mm. So I don't know if you know this about me, Claire, but my right lung only works to 85% capacity after my radiotherapy.
Oh my goodness.
I was only telling someone this story last week that in my radiotherapy appointments, when the doctor told me this, that, you know, my lungs would only work to 85%, we kind of laughed and he said, oh, it's not like you'll be doing marathons. And I laughed because I had this limiting belief about myself.
Yes.
But actually, I should have said to him in that moment, how do we know? How do we know?
That's just giving me shivers.
So now when I do vigorous exercise I get that little pang. I get that little pain in my rib cage. It's. I find it hard to deal with sometimes because it's a little reminder.
Yes.
You know, of everything I've been through.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we were talking before we came on today, like this very triggering time of year for me. I am working so hard at the moment to stay well and mentally. Last year I had a really bad October. This year I can feel it now coming into it. I feel myself dipping. I'm not going to come on and say, you know, I'm drinking my water, eating my vegetables, going for a walk in the park in the morning. Like I'm happy, fully happy person. Like that invisible string has started to pull me down a little bit again. So I'm scared of what I'm facing into for this part of the year, but I see the warning signs. I'm more self-aware than I was this time last year, the year before. So I have to now just work on, maybe it is that I need to level up in some way. Maybe it is that I need to pick up something new or, you know, try a new class or do something different.
Or rest.
I knew you were going to say that.
How about just being Crawford?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a suggestion.
It's a good one.
I feel for you though, because this time of year is full of hope for most. You know, it's, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I always see September as like the good January.
Mm.
The January is the dark and the post-Christmas and the brand new start to the year, but no one feels it. Whereas the September back to school feels, oh.
Do you know what it also reminds me of when you say that? That's perception, right? So your perception of September is really positive. My perception of September is like a little bit of dread coming into October. So what do I need to do to lift myself higher, you know, and what do I need to put in place for myself? I need to help myself.
You do. You need to step outside of yourself and be your best friend, be your own confidant, and say, and imagine yourself as somebody else who you're advising or somebody who you're saying, let me look at you and let me say, let me tell you what I can see.
So on Saturday, I took the day off and spent 8 hours in the kitchen making a lasagna. And this could seem like the most ridiculous thing on the planet, but, you know, I always speak about putting love into my food and stuff, and everyone was coming over on Sunday and I was like, I really want to put the love into this lasagna. So I spent ages chopping the veg, ages letting the sauce just cook and all the flavors like fuse together. I kept stirring it all the time and I just really took my time, and it took me from like 11 till 6 to make this lasagna. Like on and off I was doing other things, but I just really enjoyed that day. That was me like refilling my cup. So
yeah,
what you say about resting, it's really important to be aware of, because I suppose I could be busy distracting myself from this time of year. And for anyone who doesn't know, 5 years ago, October, I was diagnosed with cancer. So it's a big year for me. But is it a big year? Am I just telling myself it's a big year? That's a whole different story. But yeah, I think to rest and not distract myself from what's really going on for me.
Exactly. Because what do we always talk about? The pain is the path. My own coach would say to me, if I'm experiencing low mood or periods of darkness or depression, he's like, look, calendar events are significant. You know, they're often passed down through lines. Christmas can be bad for families, you know, or whatever time of year can be, it's just an energy dip happens. What's really important is not to let it drag you down. See it. Can I break the cycle? This is just a pattern.
Yeah. Wow, that's so powerful, Claire. Break the cycle. Tell us about your week.
Did you see my stories?
I did.
Did you see the wow, wow?
Another cat video. What's happening?
Oh my God, the way you said that. It's like you're sick of seeing cat content from me, are you?
Didn't mean it like that at all. It's the cat through the little box in the door.
Yeah, the cat flap.
Yeah.
So basically I'm pretty much, like, I may as well just open a cat sanctuary at this point. Like, I speak feline, you know? I speak and the cat speaks back to me. I was looking after the Ho, who is Neil's cat. And Neil was telling me that the Ho, his cat, was on the Cats of Tooting Facebook page. And all of the other cat family members of this page were going, "Oh, how's the Ho? The Ho's looking well. The Ho's looking well." Neil got banned. Facebook banned him because of the Ho. So now everybody on Cats of Tooting says, "Oh, there's H. How's H doing?"
Oh my God, that's hilarious. So your cat's sitting Neil's cat. Like, I thought when you cat sit, you just call in to feed it. You moved in.
I mean, you can just obviously, if your neighbour goes away and they need you to feed their cat, you could just pop in and do it. But this cat is a bit of a senior citizen. And if you'd seen my stories, he just, you know, he needs a bit of TLC. So I moved in for 4 or 5 days, took care of him.
Well, how do you feel when you move into someone else's house?
Well, the first thing I think of is I can use the bath. And then the other important thing, which is kind of unexpected, I am actually allergic to cats. So it's important for me to sleep in a bedroom that the cat does not sleep in. So it's a bit of a pain in the ass, if I'm honest. But I'm a good friend. So I'm off to Sardinia with Gutsy Girls. I think I mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. So Gutsy Girls is a community of women seeking adventure, new challenges, facing fears, and having incredible experiences together. So I'm going on holiday with a bunch of girls I've never met. And we're going to be doing stand-up paddling, hiking, and yoga.
Oh, that's the dream, Claire. For how many days? Four?
4 or 5 days, yeah, Tuesday to Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the fact, right, here's the thing. Here's what I'm looking forward to. First of all, obviously I'm getting away. Over in Sardinia, the temperatures are about 29, 30 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. And the nice thing about going away in a group of people that you don't know is you're not beholden to anybody.
Mm.
So if I'm having fun or we're doing something, we're doing group activities, then we go back to our bedrooms. If I fancy just having a lie down, I can do that.
Yeah. Are you in a room with somebody else?
No. I've given myself my own room as well.
Nice.
Because I'll be getting up in the morning to do a little bit of meditation. So I wouldn't expect a roomie to listen to me going, "Oh." Sardinia is where, like, your pal Dan Buettner is flat out talking about. So I'm going to hopefully see if I can get some minestrone, some of the famous Sardinian minestrone. And I think there's an afternoon of pasta making as well.
I know. Oh, fab. I love it.
So if anyone fancies taking a holiday or even doing some activities with Gutsy Girls, it's gutsygirls.co.uk.
I was in the cabin, the office, during the week, and all I could hear was one of my neighbours. So I went out and stood up on the fence and was saying hello to 20 of my neighbours. And I thought I should tell this story on Soul Sisters. I don't even know if I've ever told you this story, Claire.
20. So
when we first moved into this house, Pia was just born. And if Jamie would ever go away in the past, I'd just go and stay with my mum. But I was like, no, I'm a mother now. I can do this. I can stay by myself in the house because I have to protect my child. So I would always be a bit nervous to kind of stay by myself. Jamie was going to Italy and he wasn't due home. He did a day trip and he wasn't due home till 1:30 in the morning. I was like, it's fine. I'll be fine. So I went to bed. And do you know when you're woken up by something and your blood runs cold, like, you know, danger straight away?
Yikes.
So something happened. I could hear a fence breaking outside my bedroom window. So I ring Jamie and he answers. I was like, someone's breaking out the fence. Someone's breaking out the fence. You know, that like real dark panic.
Yes.
He was like, I'm on the M50. I'll speed up and like get home straight away. I was like, get home now. So anyway, hung up. And then I was like, I need to ring him back. So I rang him back and I was like, what am I going to do? And he was like, go and have a look.
Oh God.
I said, Jamie, I can't. Like, our beautiful newborn baby, what's going to happen? I was going to lock us into a bedroom until he got home. But something just came over me and I got a bit of bravery to go have a look. So I went out, I turned off all the lights in the hall. I went out to our back window and I peered out and I couldn't see anything. And next of all, I went back into the bedroom. I was just praying, like every second felt like an hour. And I was like, there's someone coming, there's someone coming. And I lay back down in bed and all I could hear was, moo. Like as if there was a cow in the bed beside me. And all in that second, like every bit of fear just evaporated away. Oh. And I start laughing. It's like, it's a cow. Next of all, Jamie's coming up the driveway and screeches to a halt because there is a bull blocking our driveway.
Oh my goodness.
Turns out at least 20 to 30 cows broke through the fence and were surrounding our house.
Oh my goodness.
And it hasn't happened since. Like, this happened within weeks of us moving into our house and has never happened again.
Sorry, that's a sign. What is that a sign of?
Cows. Okay, what does it mean?
Oh,
when
wow.
A cow appears as your spirit animal, trust that the mighty storm will pass and you will be okay.
Wow.
Your power animal. So I probably had cancer then and didn't know.
Georgie, oh my God, I've got shivers.
Offering you motherly advice.
Yes, Georgie, I'm just reading this cow symbolism. Cows represent motherhood. You just had a baby.
Whoa. So those cows were coming to tell me,
Mama.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. I could do with them now breaking into my gaff again.
Last season on Soul Sisters, I recommended Roxy Mafusi's book, Manifest, that beautiful orange book. And it's one of those ones I pick up actually and bring on the tube with me to read because, well, it looks good. If it's good enough for Bella Hadid, it's good enough for me. And it's just great because it's really, it's very good snackable wisdom, I find. Now, do you know the one thing I wasn't doing around manifesting? So I believe that I was getting it all wrong when it comes to manifestation. What I was doing was I was thinking about what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just waiting. What I wasn't doing was I wasn't aligning my behavior. So there I was on a train station platform not so many weeks ago. And it was kind of dusk time and I had a couple of VNs from friends I needed to get back to. So I decided I'd leave a voice note for my friend Amy. And I was chatting away, being gas, cracking jokes. And along walks a gentleman and he walks by me and he looks back and he smiles and he walks on. Wowee, it's dark, he can't even see me, but he likes the sound of me. And I was like, ding! Absolute light bulb moment. Single Soul Sisters. If you're standing waiting for public transport, right? And you're thinking to yourself, this person over there that I bet would love me, or I would love them. And you're thinking, how can I like... How can I let them know who I am, what I am, what I'm all about, like how gas I am? I'll tell you what you do. You get onto your bestie on WhatsApp and you leave them a voice note. So then the person who's standing within earshot is going, that person over there is deadly. Love to get to know them better.
I feel like you're going to meet your future husband on a train. There's just been too many close encounters, Claire.
I, honest to God, think there's something about transport and love for me. That's two smiles. That's two smiles. One at a bus stop and one on a train platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Next stop is like up the aisle. We might have to go, where would I get married now?
It would have to... I didn't know what you're going to say up the...
Oh, how dare you, up the aisle first before any of that nonsense.
I wanted to tell you, Claire, because it's the 19th of September and I haven't spoken about what's in season in September yet.
Oh, for crying out loud, quick.
Okay, so what is in season this month? Peas, kale, French beans, mushrooms, leeks. Now, I always have a leek in my fridge at this time of the year because you can do anything with a leek. Sprouts are my, like Jamie brought home a bag of sprouts last week and Scott was here. I opened the fridge. Everything good was happening to me that day. So the sprouts are back. Now, what I do with sprouts is I cut them into like €2 coin shapes.
Oh, do you? Okay?
Fry them up with some garlic, a little bit of salt and pepper. And I usually at this time of year have a little, that as a little snack in itself before my dinner.
Like a little starter, a sprouting starter.
Yeah. So the sprouts are back. We have subbed out aubergines this season. Aubergines are no longer in season. So everyone can stop DMing us about aubergines. We are making way, Claire, for courgettes.
Now, I don't like courgettes.
Why?
I know Eileen Solan, me ma, listens to this podcast, so I'm not going to blame you completely, Eileen, right? But I have like just watery memories of courgettes. They're just sort of, I like a cucumber because he's crunchy and he's fresh and he's like, courgettes to me are floppy and, you know, what, irrelevant?
Have a griddle pan?
Do you have a griddle pan? No, I don't actually have a griddle pan. No.
Okay. Well, you don't need a griddle pan, okay?
Do you have a griddle pan? No, don't worry. You don't need a griddle pan.
Jamie. I can't hear. My headphones are on. I don't know if he's answering. Jamie. Oh, he must be in the office. Okay. This is what I think Jamie does at courgettes for me. Little bit of smoked paprika.
Oh, okay.
In a griddle pan or not a griddle pan, in a flat pan if you have a pan. Little bit of smoked paprika, little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and you can eat them hard, Claire. I promise you. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the way forward.
Okay. And you know what, actually, just listening to you talk about sprouts and how you have them for a snack, like I need to change my thinking around snacks, because snacks to me still come out of bags. Like I'm eating, like a snack is a crisp or a snack is a cracker or a snack is a sandwich. Like I would love to incorporate healthy snacks into my diet. So as you say, if I have some al dente, smoked paprika courgettes as a snack.
Who needs a hobnob?
Maybe I won't touch a Kit Kat again.
So this is the thing, right? So in order to do that, you need to set up your life for that. So when I get sprouts, the most annoying thing about sprouts is peeling them. I peel them and wash them and have them in the fridge so that when... So the thing about snacks, right? You want it quickly.
Yes.
So they're ready to go. And do you know what else I heard a really great tip on my health coaching course is if you stick to the perimeters of a supermarket, you're getting all the good stuff. If you think about it, the perimeter of the supermarket is usually all the whole foods and then all the shite is in the middle.
Never even considered the layout like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you down the left-hand side when you walk in first is all your veg and stuff. Get down to the back. So you have your fishmonger and your butcher and all that stuff down the back. Coming up the end. We're going around to the right. Then we're going around. We're going to the finish line. Looks like the alcohol to me. If you're in Lidl.
That's fine. Everything in moderation, Claire. So this season, Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Malfi Gin. And every year in September, Claire, I have an NFL party. It sounds absolutely ridiculous, but every year for the start of the NFL season, we have a family party and we bring everyone over for like beer and burgers. But this year, I felt like doing things a little differently. I wanted to bring some style and glamour to the occasion. So I set up a little Malfi Gin cocktail area. We had some beautiful Malfi Gin, lots of ice. We put strawberries and raspberries in the glass. And we started our beautiful day with the sun shining with a little Malfi Gin cocktail. And it was the perfect start to a wonderful day. And of course, Malfi Gin comes in three delicious flavors. Blood orange with con arancia, a zesty lemon gin con limon, or a delicate grapefruit gin with rosa. And I must say, the rosa was the most popular one in my house yesterday, Claire.
That sounds absolutely delicious. I'd like an invite, please, to the NFL party next season. Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more. Have you ever imagined me naked?
Me? Have I ever imagined you naked?
Yeah.
No, I think I've kind of seen you almost naked because we do a lot of swimsuit stuff together.
We do. Oh my God. Yeah, the swimsuit stuff. You can see me in me nip and thousands of other women at the strip and dip in Mahery Moor Beach in Wicklow. Have you heard about this?
When are you doing this?
I'm doing this on October 1st.
Ooh.
See, so years ago, probably in 2018, I think, I did my first strip and dip. Same beach. And there was about about 5,000 women. This event was my nemesis in 2018 because the idea of stripping off and bearing my bits to a load of strangers was terrifying. So that was 2018 and now it's 2022. So that's 4 years ago. It has completely changed for me. I am now the girl who comes out of Bikram yoga, strips off her wet clothes and walks into the showers and has a shower in the communal area. Don't even bother going into one of the cubicles with a curtain. I'm not sure what's changed. Well, I'm 40 now. I'm 41. So I honestly felt once I became 40, that there is this almighty knowing that washes over you, that you're like, oh my God, this is me. I can continue to struggle with how I look for another 40 years, or I can just settle in and love myself for how I look. And now I am going to do this event and I am so looking forward to it because I know the challenges that I faced in my mind. Like I was sitting with my friend Laura and Laura was such a legend. Her little Baba was just born. So she was breastfeeding in the car. Then her mum came to, like, it was such an amazing event for women. There was women from all over there. Laura breastfed her Baba, handed him over to her mum, and the two of us linked arms and walked down. And there's no men, so there's no men anywhere in the place. It's all just women. And you get down onto the beach. It was a beautiful day, actually. Back then, it was sunny. And we went down and we took our clothes off and we sat on the beach. And I was like, Jesus, Laura, I can't get up. Like, I can't get up. I kind of had my hands over my boobs and I was like, oh my God, like, oh. I was just really, really shy. Now, I am telling you, Soul Sisters, if you fancy doing something that will help you connect to that freedom, that liberation, that divine feminine energy that is within us and just needs to be awakened. If you want to do something life-changing, get onto the website, Strip and Dip 2022, and come on down and see me boobs.
That is actually the weekend that of the first ever Good Glow retreat, Claire. Yeah, the first ever Good Glow retreat in the Wicklow Escape is happening not this weekend, the following weekend. So it is upon us. And over the weekend, we actually opened up two more slots in our retreat. So we've got two spaces left. We have been planning this. We had a night in my house last week where we sat down, Team Good Glow. We planned every second. So like from what we're going to leave on people's beds to what they're going to be listening to as they go to sleep at our retreat, the food. We have so many surprises. It's so real now and it's so exciting. It's a boutique retreat, so it's a really small amount of people. 90% of the people that are coming alone.
Oh, go girls.
And I can't wait to just sit down, you know, at an open fire, having really nice chats, beautiful local organic food. And the workshops that we have planned are just magic. We're even going forest bathing. There's a wood-fired hot tub. It's just pure rest, re-energizing, and it's going to be beautiful. We've even scheduled in like little spaces of rest time for people so they could just go read a book on a hammock in the forest or, you know, whatever they want to do. So yeah, if you'd like to join us, head over to, actually I'll leave a link in the episode show notes if you'd like to join us for the Good Glow retreat. But we are so excited and we have so much planned for it. Like every part of it, every part of you will be taken care of if you come on this retreat.
And that is, I've been on a few retreats and my plan is always to hand over everything to the person running the retreat. I don't want to think about anything. The only decision I want to make is what time I'll go to sleep at.
Yeah.
My recommends this week is a comedian called Mark Meegan. And thanks to you, I am now following him on Instagram. He's got a podcast called The Sunday Roast and his content, his stories about roasts are hilarious. Now, it's not what you think. It's not like a meat and two veg affair. It's basically like he roasts people. So taxi drivers, women, you know, he picks a topic and then people give their suggestions and he gives hilarious commentary into his stories. Can I just remind you, Georgie, of a conversation you and I had on WhatsApp a few weeks ago? You said to me, do yourself a favor, get a cup of tea, sit down and watch Mark Meegan's stories today. Right? I wrote, haha, okay. How do I get, this is what I respond.
You went off for 10 minutes to boil the kettle, I think. And then I got the reply.
And my reply said, how do I get her? No Sussex Royal, question mark? And you wrote, no, Mark Meegan. And I wrote, OMG, I read Meghan. I'm obsessed.
So you're looking for Meghan Markle on Instagram and I'm talking about Mark Meegan.
I was looking for Meghan Markle stories. But anyway, got straight on to Mark Meegan and I was laughing my ass, like genuinely hilarious stories. So have a look. He is at Meegan, M-E-H-I-G-A-N, Mark on Instagram.
Yeah, he's so funny. He's the joy that we need.
And lads, he's awful easy on the eye as well.
Oh, you're heckling and wolf whistling again on the podcast.
Sorry.
I'm going to recommend soup makers.
A soup maker.
Soup makers change your life. And anyone with a soup maker will absolutely agree. So you basically just put everything in the soup maker, fill up the water, press a button. 20 minutes later, you've got your soup.
Now, forgive me, But is that not just the same as having a blender?
No, because it makes it for you. You don't need a pot on the stove. Do you know what I mean? They save so much time.
Okay.
You can stick them on in the morning. Your lunch is ready for you, especially if you work from home.
So you literally put all the ingredients of the soup and water in and it's just made.
Yeah. Now you can saute up things in a little pan before you throw them all in.
Okay.
But soup makers, I just absolutely love them. And I just wanted to give soup makers.
I'll tell you what we're calling this podcast. Soup makers.
Sometimes when before we had our cabin, before we had our office in the garden, right? We'd do a meeting, myself and Jamie, every Monday morning.
And we'd say to each other, get us a cup of soup there, babe.
And Jamie would be like, we are in a meeting and now you're making soup. And I'm like, yes, Jamie, because I can multitask. And you will thank me in 3 hours when you're sipping on your soup. And then yesterday I shared a little taco, black bean taco recipe on my Instagram.
You are such a sexy taco maker. Honest to God. Oh my God. You made those look so beautiful. And then you know what the clincher is for me at the end? I love this content. When the person who makes it eats it. And then you give this, you just look up and you go, yummy.
Yeah.
I speak to you when you're doing that. You know that?
Oh,
I'm
do
like,
you?
I'm like, oh, that is that tasty? Yeah. It's tasty. Oh, look at her face. It's tasty.
So when I posted that story yesterday, a lady from Mexico left an authentic guacamole recipe in the comments. So, you know, for guacamole, I think it can be, there's so many different variations of the recipe that even when you Google like authentic Mexican guacamole, you're getting loads of different recipes.
Yes.
So this lady from Mexico actually left. So she said basically that you need to think of the Mexican flag when you're making guacamole.
Adorable.
So avocados, raw green chili with no seeds.
Oof.
Red tomatoes, white onion, lime, salt, pepper, chopped coriander. That's the real deal guacamole recipe. So I'm going to leave those ingredients in the show notes below. If you want, do you know what? I think guacamole is like top three for me favorite things.
I bought myself a pestle and mortar, and it's far from a pestle and mortar I was raised, but I make a wicked guacamole in that pestle and mortar. It's because it mashes it really well together.
Mm-hmm.
And so interestingly enough, I wasn't putting tomato in before and I was using purple red onions.
Yes.
Okay, so I need to use white onions and tomatoes. Right, so that's it for this episode of The Soul Sisters. I am going to Sardinia. See y'all later. I might do some stories from Sardinia. Keep an eye out.
I am going to...
Dunce.
I'm Dunce.
You're going to walk the perimeter of Dunn's store.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to do, Claire? I'm going to figure out some stuff this week, I think.
Oh, cryptic. Okay.
I don't know how I have gone from such a good place to feeling like I'm on the verge of a bad place in such a quick flick of a switch.
It is quite frightening. And when that happens, you are... It's imperative that you tell people around you and you hit the joy buttons wherever you can. Find the laughter, find the fun, hug your nearest and dearest really tight, get outside in nature, take Pappy for a walk.
Yeah.
We've got you, soul sister.
Oh, God. The ups and downs.